Okay, LBC Land weather first before we get to the mayor. Toyota of Muncie sponsors the forecast. Due to the shortage of new inventory, used worth more than ever, they'll give you a whole satchel full of cash. Do you know what a satchel is?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
You and I do.
I do.
Those kids, they probably they don't know what a satchel is. Anyway, so see dealer for details. 74 and dry through the day after 9 or 10 tonight. We might actually get some rain. We could use a little. My yard's kind of crunchy. How's yours?
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Mayor Ridenour is in the studio talking about things and stuff. We're glad to have you in once a month, and you're always so available to us. We appreciate that, Mr. Mayor.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about dirt. You always love when I bring up dirt, and I'm not bringing up the kind of dirt that you might be afraid of right now. I'm talking about store or states. I saw a little post on the Facebook thing.
Yes, yes. We have free dirt that will be available. So so what we're doing is we're digging a dry retention pond. One of the purposes of building store was to help eliminate or at least help improve the drainage situation throughout that neighborhood and neighboring neighborhoods, if that's the way to put it.
Yeah, got it.
So that there's, we're putting in a dry retention pond. We've got most of the underground drainage system is now in place. In fact, I'm told that in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we should have the streets actually paved and in play. So, but we have free dirt from that digging down 4 or 5 feet for that dry retention pond will be. And so I believe that is Thursday, and you may have the exact time.
I've got
there
8 to 11 a.m. and noon to 3. And bring your own shovel, BYOS.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
You're
right.
Hauling it yourself, folks. It's free dirt. Don't be expecting somebody to load it up for you. Anyway, so that's cool. And the address for the load up is 5790 West Kilgore, if you want to type it into your phone, folks. That is from the Facebook page there, City of Muncie. And the market's on Madison, not far from where we're standing right now. What's happening over there lately?
Well, a couple of things. We're going to start the second section, and we've done this in sections due to the state. If you do it over a certain number of acres, you have to get all kinds of extra permits, which take months and months and months. So we're doing it in sections. So you'll see a second section of the parking lot will start getting torn up and then will be planted. That will those will eventually be restaurant outlots is the hope. And that's what the owners are hoping for. But they have gone in and they have painted the building. I'm not sure they're 100% complete, but they were about 80% complete as of Friday. They were working Saturday as well, I understand. But painting the facade, making it look better. They've ordered and have received, I believe, the new lighting. So there's going to be some new lighting installed in the parking lot, so it's moving forward.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, how did Iron Man go for you and your team?
We did well. Three for Muncie, uh-huh. And that's T-H-R-E-E, four, the number four, Muncie. That, well, there were other teams.
In case
we'll
you
just
want to do
that.
A bumper sticker or something, I guess.
But we did well, so I felt for a little bit, quite a bit, for Dustin Clark, who did the swim, yeah. And it was 40-some degrees out. Warmer in the water, which was 64, but he did the swim. Craig Wright, our controller, did the bike, and I did the half marathon.
Okay.
So
went
well.
I thought about you. I hope that helped in some way, shape, or
form. We could tell.
Mayor Ridenour is my guest. Last week, there was an announcement, City of Muncie, about a couple of city employees that had been suspended with pay. What can you tell us about any of that situation this morning?
Well, we're not going to, obviously, we're not going to release anyone's names because this is a personnel issue, we feel, and we're waiting for the results of the investigation. We felt it was important to have a third party look into it, so we did not investigate. And we're letting a third party, the Indiana State Police, is doing the investigation. Once that's complete, which I know they have begun, once that is complete, then we will comment once we have their results.
Has State Police said anything about a timeline about the investigation?
No. We asked. They said no.
Fair enough. Muncie Mayor Ridenour. I was driving down Madison Street a few weeks ago, and behind the fire station on Madison, I saw this big line of beautiful-looking vehicles, and I wondered, are those being stored here, or are those Muncie's, or whatever?
Yeah, there was another city that had ordered some vehicles from a Ford dealer and then was unable to follow through, we'll just call it that, with the purchase. So we did purchase several of those for our fire department. They had vehicles that were 20 some years old. This is mostly for supervision personnel. So they're not, most of them are not yet in play because they're still being outfitted, waiting for supply chain issues have caused that you can't get everything in the vehicles that you need for it to be a fire vehicle. But yes, those are City of Muncie vehicles. We're very excited about that.
It looked really good. Budget hearings continue. One more of those for our city council and so on?
Yes, the city council has been doing three. They're doing three separate special meetings. They're not necessarily finance committee meetings. There's special council meetings. There's one more. It'll be October 19th. So what is that? A week from Wednesday. Yeah. And that will wrap it up. My understanding is they intend to vote that evening on any changes and the budget at that point. All right. So we're looking forward to that.
Third annual trunk or treat is planned. The cops and the fire people doing that.
Yes, that will be at the City Hall parking lot. That will be on October 31st. First on Halloween from 6 to 8 p.m. So we ask that the kids with your parents, please come out. There'll be a lot of candy. There'll be some games. There'll be some other activities. And wear your best costume and have a great time. We've really enjoyed those.
And you'll let me know when there's official trick-or-treat hours released for City of Muncie, because I know that's a big, closely held secret. You know, we got to be careful. We don't want to let that out of the bag.
It is. That's right. We're gonna let that.
Typically, pull. City of Muncie does it on Halloween, yes. So I wouldn't be surprised if it happens on that date.
Yes.
I think most everybody, cities and towns around LBC land, is doing it on the Monday. Somebody's, there's always a straggler or two that might hop it up to a Saturday or whatever, just kind of jump the gun and allow multiple tricks and treats to be happening.
That's true.
Anything you want to cover that I haven't brought up this morning, Mr. Mayor?
No, I think you've been very thorough. I would say for those younger viewers who don't know what a satchel is, just think backpack.
And he said viewers,
I
too.
Said
I
viewers,
thought that,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
funny. You didn't think I was going to let that go?
I was hoping after
Mayor
I said
Ridenour it. Mayor Ridenour on WLBC.